Good morning. Rain advanced steadily toward interior New York and New England during the overnight period, and most everyone is waking up to some wet weather this morning. Exceptions are northern New York and central and northern Vermont, where just a few scattered showers are falling, otherwise clouds are thickening up as a wave of low pressure tracks off south of the region. The best chance for dry weather will be in northern New York and Vermont. Still some showers in these locations with steadier and heavier rain across the I-88 corridor, the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and the southernmost part of New England. In these locations, the rain will fall heavily at times through the morning. The back edge of the precipitation, along with the low pressure wave, is already moving through the southern tier of New York and northwestern Pennsylvania. And as a result, we will see the steadiest rain wind down this afternoon. Still some scattered showers for the drive home, and temperatures will struggle today. It'll be chilly and damp, with highs only reaching the lower to mid-50s where it's raining most of the time, with readings up closer to the 60-degree mark to the north where it stays mainly dry. Overnight tonight, everyone will have a few scattered showers around, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with areas of fog and lows in the 40s to around 50. A deep trough of low pressure will be carved out over our region for the weekend, and this will keep things a bit unsettled. More clouds than sunshine, but only spotty light rain showers occasionally. Not much in the way of a steadier rain or anything too heavy or long-lasting. So let's say mostly dry for the weekend, but also mostly cloudy, and not as cool as today, with high temperatures reaching up into the middle 60s on average. A few leftover showers on Monday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 60s, and as the trough lifts out, we'll have more in the way of sunshine for the day on Tuesday. Although the next disturbance will bring clouds back into the picture late in the day on Tuesday with the chance of a shower and highs near 70, and as that system passes through, it'll leave us dry for Wednesday and Thursday of next week with a mix of sun and clouds and highs right around 70 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a flash flood watch is in effect for much of the Permian Basin and the Trans-Pecos of west-central Texas through late tonight. Rainfall rates of around 1 inch per hour and the possibility of showers and storms moving over the same area will generate rapid runoff, especially in urban areas and in the more rocky terrain of the Trans-Pecos. And Tropical Storm Nadine continues to spin across the central and eastern Atlantic. Nadine is located about 745 miles southwest of the Azores and is moving toward the west-northwest near 7 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds have increased to near 70 miles per hour with higher gusts, and although Nadine is not expected to strengthen, it could become a hurricane again later today or tomorrow. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Key West, Florida at 6:53 p.m. yesterday. The last report of hail was at Mexico City, Mexico at 7:21 Eastern Time yesterday evening. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility, mostly cloudy skies and 32 degrees with a southwest wind at 24 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 28 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 4 miles visibility, light rain and fog, 48 degrees, the dew point 47. 96% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.20 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 19 at Embarrass, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with rain in the lower 70s, Boston, rain near 60, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 67 degrees, the low 49, the average temperature 58, that's 1 degree above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 4.79 inches for the month and 27.75 inches for the year. There were 7 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 96 and 98 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low 46. The record high 83 set in 1959, and the record low 24 in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 6:50 a.m., sunset this evening 6:41 p.m., 11 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a chance of rain today, with rain more likely closer to Glens Falls. Highs in the lower to mid-50s to the south and near 60 closer to the Canadian border. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy, cool, and damp with rain today, possibly heavy at times, with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight, with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy, cool, and damp with rain this morning, heavy at times, showers this afternoon with highs around 60. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy, cool, and damp with rain today, possibly heavy at times, with highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy, cool, and damp with rain today, perhaps heavy at times, with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight, lows in the upper 40s to around 50. Region-wide for tomorrow and Sunday, mostly cloudy, a few passing showers from time to time in the mid-60s, a mix of sun and clouds with just a leftover shower Monday in the upper 60s, sunshine Tuesday morning giving way to increasing clouds, a late-day shower possible around 70, and a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the lower 70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.